Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
It does. Hallelujah. Please turn to Romans, the 12th chapter. We've been talking about a kingdom state of mind. Why have we been talking about that? Because a lot of us who have been transformed, who have been delivered, who have been received this great salvation, such as we, a lot of times we're not walking in it. And he's already instructed us that all things have passed away. Behold, what? All things have what? Become new. So this is a new life. So we have to actually walk in it. He cannot force us to walk in it. He cannot force us to think properly. We have to what? Turn it over to him. We have to submit ourselves to him. And so if we look at Romans, the 12th chapter, the first verse says what? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. So when we come to him, we're not ourselves anymore. We don't belong to us. We belong to him. So therefore, when we belong to him, we're presenting ourselves what? Our bodies. What does that mean? Our life. To what? Him. And the beauty of saying that it's a living sacrifice is because what? A sacrifice is something that you is dead. But the beauty of it is that he's saying it's living. Why is it living? Because of him dwelling in us. So we're presenting ourselves a living sacrifice that is what? Holy and acceptable. So it really interests me when people say, well, no matter what I do, he's still with me. No matter what I do, I can do whatever I want. I'm still saved. Bottom line is this. He said, present the sacrifice, but he gave conditions. He said it needs to be what? Holy. So which tells me that there is an anti-type. Holy is the right type, and the anti-type is what? Unholy. There is something that is what? Acceptable, and then there's something that is what? Unacceptable, right? And so when we're presenting to him, we can't just present any old kind of way. He wants us to present our bodies a living sacrifice that is what? Holy and what? Acceptable unto him, which is our what? Tell your neighbor, that's the least you can do. It's your reasonable service, right? And so this is what we've been talking about. And the second verse says what? And be not. And the problem with a lot of believers is that we're conforming instead of transform, right? It says be not conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the what? So the only way, this is telling me something, the only way that I can be transformed and not conformed is that there has to be something that's working in my mind. And if something is working in my mind, then something is working in my thinking, because my thinking starts in my what? Mind. Right? You can't do nothing. You can't move. You can't say nothing. You can't create a facial expression unless it is what? Delivered by your what? Some of y'all right now, you got facial expressions. And you don't even realize what you got. You frowning. Some of you smiling. It's all what? It's in the mind. What's in the mind is going to what? Come out. A lot of times, you might feel something. And you don't mean that it reads across your face. But what happens? Boom, it goes right to your face. And you let everybody know what's on your mind just by what happened in your face. So nothing can take place whether it happens in the mind. So if it's telling me that I have to be transformed and not conforming to this world, it starts first with what? And guess what? My mind has to be renewed 24/7. Every hour, I'm what? Renewing. Every minute, I'm what? Renewing. There's a process going on. And renewing means renovate. And anybody know anything about renovation? It means that you take the old stuff, what? Down. And you what? Put some what? New stuff up. Does anybody in here got some new stuff because of the kingdom of Yahweh to put up now? You got some new stuff, right? Love those shows when they, what are the name of those shows? The, give me some names. Home Makeover. What's the other ones? Ooh, weren't you on one of them shows? What, flip this house? And it's what happens? What do you do in those shows? You what? You take the old stuff what? Down. What, you new drywall, new paint, right? You take some walls down, right? You create open spaces. Well, new furniture. Okay, I got to think about new furniture, right? And what happens? It completely what? It transforms it. Well, did you think your life was going to be any different? Some of us got some raggedy old lives. We got some raggedy walls up in there. We got some bad thinking. We got some strongholds. But hallelujah to the power of Yahweh that he comes and tears down all that stuff and completely renovates that mind. Well, you got to keep it up. What happens after the show leave? I ain't going to ask the question. What happens after the people in the show leave? Whose job is it? It's your job. After the people don't live with you, that fixed your house, they go. And then what happens? You got to keep it up. You got to make sure you maintain it. And you got to do that every day. So your mind is no different, saints. Renovate. You have to take the old stuff down and put the new stuff up. Amen? And so we have to do that. We have to choose to maintain our spirituality. So let's go to Romans, the eighth chapter, the fifth verse. So now we have a picture of what we're supposed to do, what our responsibility is to maintain this thinking. And you got to be careful because it is so easy to fall into the world's way of what? Thinking. A lot of times we'll find ourselves accepting a lot of stuff and we'll start thinking. Why? Because it's the popular thing to do. Check this out. Anybody seen that new Will Smith movie? Called Focus. Okay. The crazy thing, even if you haven't seen it, I'm not really giving it away because you'll figure it out. I'm not giving away any big plots or nothing. But it's based on people's thinking and how you can make people actually think they see something just by suggesting. So there was this one guy, and he told them to pick. He told the guy that was in this sky booth, I want you to pick a number off of one of the football players. And the number that you pick means that whatever, if you pick the right one, he wins. So he tried to figure out what that number was. But the whole time, the lady was like, how did you know he was going to pick that number? The whole time, during the course of the day, I think the number was 55. So during the course of the day, before they even got to the football game, they were showing 55 on different subliminally. So like the lady who, the server, at the waitress at the restaurant had a 55 on here, right? And then the car that they were driving, you saw a 55. Then they bought a billboard that had a big 55. So all day long, he's been seeing it and not really knowing. So they wanted him to pick that number. And sure enough, when he looked on the field, what did he see? Subliminally. What were they doing? They were controlling the thoughts. They were what? Planning what? Thoughts. And so unconsciously, he was making decisions based upon the thoughts that were being planted all day long, subliminally. Well, do you think that they came up with that strategy on their own? Guess what? That's been a strategy of the enemy from the very beginning. He can't control you unless he can get you to do stuff. So the only way he can get you to do stuff is plant thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. And guess what? All day long, he's planting what? Thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. There's so much on billboards now. You looking, there's all kinds of ads, even on your phone. You downloading apps. Well, if you don't pay for an app, if you get a free app, you're going to get some advertising with that app. You're going to get some what? Pop-ups and stuff, right? Before you know it, you some of y'all seeing drinks. And the drinks can look so attractive, can't they? You see that wine bottle and it got all the sweat just coming all down on the side. And it looks so what? On a hot day, it looks so what? Cool, refreshing. And you think to yourself, hey, you know, I might need to get a cold one. Right? The same thing with sex. You know? Every time you see something, brothers, we see in what? 36? 24? 36. And that's, you know, it's not all, it's, that's not what love always is. It's not always what? 24. 36, 24. There's sometimes it's. Sometimes it's what it is. And sister, you know, you looking at the other ads. You know, you looking at the abs. ABS, abs. Right? Sometimes it's not abs. Sometimes it's just an ab. But you thinking you can't even, you know, receive what it is that you got because of all the what? Subliminals. So you go on to your husband, man, can you should do some push-ups. He can push up from here until kingdom come, and he'll still never have abs. But it's the ideas and the thoughts and the suggestions that the enemy is always what? Feeding you. So what do you have to do? You got to be on guard. You have to guard your thoughts. You have to guard your mind. Why? Because he's roaring like a lion, seeking whom he what? May devour, right? And so we got to understand that. So that's why we have to have a kingdom state of mind, because we got to be able to navigate this. Okay, so Romans, the 8th chapter, the 5th verse, says what? For they that are after the flesh do what? Mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, what? Mind things of the Spirit. So you got to always keep yourself on guard and check, because your mind is trying to mind the things of the flesh. But listen, you are filled with His Spirit. You have His Holy Spirit. So you should not be minding the things of the flesh, but rather you're minding the things of the what? Spirit. So if you're thinking fleshly, what's going to happen? You're going to get flesh back. But if you're minding the things of the Spirit, you're going to get what? Things of the Spirit. And so it says, the 6th verse, for to be carnally minded, or fleshly minded, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Anybody want some peace? When you go to bed at night, listen, you ain't supposed to be getting up 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning unless you working. But if you worrying and tossing and turning, evidently you ain't got no what? Peace. Right? Now sometimes Yahweh wakes us up because he wants us to intercede for somebody. But if you're not spiritual, he can't even call on you for that. Right? So you ain't even going to wake up if you're not being what? Spiritually minded. So this is a spiritual walk. This is what we're supposed to do. We want to be what? Spiritually minded. So the seventh verse, because the mind, carnal mind, is enmity against Yahweh, for it is not subject to the law of Yahweh, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh, what? Cannot please Yahweh. And our goal is to please him. But ye are not in the flesh, but what? In the spirit. If so be that the spirit of Yahweh what? Dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Mashiach, he is what? So you're not even going to be able to work this out. You're not even going to be able to navigate none of this unless you have his spirit dwelling within, right? Because he that has not the spirit is what? None of his. And we talked about this last week. He ain't going to claim you. If you don't have his spirit, he's what? You're not mine, right? And so let's go to Romans, the 16th, the 8th chapter, the 16th verse. And what's the 16th verse say? The Spirit himself, right? The Spirit himself beareth witness with what? Our spirit, that we are what? So knowing that you are the children of Yahweh should tell you that that's what you need to be. And I know it sounds simple, but say, I am a child of Yahweh. Say, that is what I'm supposed to be. Because if you're his child, there's certain things that he what? That he demands from you. He expects you. When I was a kid, and maybe when I was an adult too, at some point, if I do something bad, he'd say, apostle would say, you don't do that. That's not what Washingtons do. So I'm thinking, well, what's Washington supposed to do? Well, we supposed to do what? What's what? What's right? Right? And as it get coming up, no, you don't do that. Why? Because what? Washington don't do that. So evidently, and I don't want to insult anybody here, but since Washington's wasn't doing it, right, or not supposed to do it, then I would be identified by my actions. So if I wasn't doing the right thing, I'd be a Franklin. Why? Because I would say, but so-and-so Franklin is doing it. They're not a Washington. And that's always what we do. Isn't that what we do? Right? So you will know whose child it is by what? What kind of attributes they what? That they have. The way they act. And so when I have my daughter, I start saying the same thing. Why? Because my daughter is a what? Reflection of me. Well, she was going around, running around, acting crazy, then that looks like me. So I got to tell her, you don't do that. Because Washingtons don't do that. But that's the same way our Heavenly Father, his spirit agrees with our spirit. So therefore, if we're supposed to be his children, he's telling us, my kids don't act like that. My kids don't what? Talk like that. Right? My kids don't what? Respond in a certain way. You'll know that they're my children by the way that they talk. You'll know that they're my children by the things that they do and how they act and how they respond to things. He'll be able to identify whose kingdom and whose not. Right? So my desire is I want to be the child in the kingdom that my father can be proud of. Amen. You should want that. When he looks at your actions and he hears the things that you say, is he going to be able to say, that's my child there? Because look, what if your kid was cutting up and acting up and doing all kinds of crazy stuff? Would you say, that's my kid right there? You'd be like, before somebody figured out that you mine, let me get you straight. Right? So, but because of who he is and what he's done for us, I want to represent him the right way. Do we have any believers that want to represent him the right way? Right? So we locate ourselves by the way we act and the way we respond. And so we got to be mindful of that. And so it says the Spirit is himself bear witness with our spirit that what? We are the children of Yahweh. So let's go to Romans, the 7th verse. And you're like, well, I ain't perfect. What? None of us are perfect. But you got to have a mind to want to still seek to do what? The right things. Keep on trying. Keep on trying to get it right. David was a dude who did all kinds of scandalous stuff. He did some ratchet stuff. What did he do? Well, he wanted the woman. He wanted this woman, and she was married. So what'd he do? He put the husband on the what? Front line. So that he would die, and then what? He could have a woman. Now, if that ain't scandalous, I don't know what is. Now, I know y'all ain't done nothing like that. Somebody's smiling. But bottom line is this. What did he like about David? What did he love about David? The fact that David would admit when he was wrong. And what would he do? Repent. Right? And then what happened? He was what? Restored back. So Yahweh said, David is a man after my what? Own heart. So it doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect, but at least what? We are striving. We're pressing towards the mark of the what? High calling, right? So that we can't give up. We got to keep on what? Keep on trying. And so it says what? Here in the 7th verse, I love it because the apostle who wrote this was talking about his struggle. Because tell your neighbor, we all struggle. We all struggle with something. Now, I might not struggle with the stuff you struggle, and you might not struggle with the stuff I struggle, but guess what? We all in a struggle, right? For our very souls. We're fighting against this flesh, what? Every day, right? And so it says in the 17th verse, let's go to Romans 7, 17. You got it? Romans 7, 17. Okay, you got it? See, I got it. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that what? Dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth. See, y'all got to understand, y'all got to get this. Because even though we are, what, born again, even though we are transformed and we're walking this, we still got to carry this flesh with us. So we got this flesh, we got this fleshly mind, but guess what? We got a perfect spirit dwelling on the inside. It's by his power and his might that we have that Holy Spirit, right? And so what is going on? The Spirit is trying to what? Come through. But we have to what? Allow the Spirit to what? Come through. Come through what? Come through all that flesh, right? So it says in that verse 18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me. That means I want to do what? The right thing. But how to perform that which is good. What? I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. So you get it? There's a battle going on between the what? Flesh. And allowing the spirit to overcome. But the beauty is, the battle has already been won in the spirit. You just got to walk in it. Right? It's already been won. The struggle comes when you are constantly entertaining the flesh. You taking those thoughts as what? Your own. But the battle has already been won in your favor. But you have to what? Submit to the spirit. And so it says, 21st verse, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is what? Present with me. 22, for I delight in the law of Yahweh after the inward man. 23, but I see another law, what? In my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is what? So what? There's a law of the word that's going on, and then there's a law of the what? The flesh, what the flesh wants to do, right? And so it says, 22, let's go back. For I delight in the law of Yahweh after the inward man. But what? I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. Warring against the law of what? What does that tell you? That my mind is going to have some tendencies. That's why I have to what? I got to constantly cast stuff down. And I got to constantly allow the word to what? Take root. What? In my life. Right? Because listen, if you like to smoke ganja, it's the truth. Some people like what they say. They like the way it make them feel. Right? Because it brings what? Some people think it brings peace. Y'all don't want to answer because it'd be like, you know what it does. But your body is going to what? It won't sit. Right? But you got to what? Allow the power of the Holy Spirit in your life to what? Take over that. He can overcome it. But yet, just because your body won't it or your mind won't it, don't mean that you got to give in to it. Because your mind want a whole lot of stuff, right? Your mind is not monogamous. Hello? Your mind is what? Not what? What does that mean? Just because you're with somebody don't mean that your eyes. You can be walking with your wife, but somebody walk by and, you know. It's a what? Struggle, because I got to keep, you know, I got one eye on her and the other eye. Because what? It's in our nature. We're going to what? We're going to look. And a lot of times, she will be looking like she sees it too. And she looking to see if you see it. So brothers, you better what? Don't look. Right? But bottom line is what? It's in your what? It's in your nature. Right? It just becomes bad when you what? Start to what? Give into it and act it out. Right? So you got to understand that your flesh is your flesh, but by the power and might of the Spirit, you can kill that flesh. You can overcome that flesh. You don't have to be ruled by that flesh. You don't have to make your decisions by that flesh. You don't have to be a slave to that flesh, because He has made you free. He's made you free. But you got to what? Walk in it. And sometimes it is a struggle. And so it says here, 24th. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Isn't that what we feel sometimes? Because of the things that we go through and the way our mind is rolling and strolling, right? Who is going to deliver me from what? This, all these things that I desire, right? Just because your mind is saying, hey, I want to smoke that, or I want to get with that, or I want to do that, doesn't mean what? You don't have to do it. Tell your neighbor, we don't have to submit to sin. We don't have to. That's why do you think that he provided some dunamis power, some dynamite power that you'll be able to fight and overcome that? So that's a lot of believers are trying to be Christians and trying to be good believers, but they don't have the Spirit. You can't do it with every good intention that you got. If you don't have his Spirit dwelling within, you're not going to be able to stand. It's a given fact. Why? Because your members got another law going on. And the only way you're going to overcome that is by the what? Spirit. So he says, oh, wretched man, that I am. Somebody say wretched woman. He said wretched, not ratchet. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And the next verse says what? I thank Yahweh through Yeshua Mashiach, our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of Yahweh, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Because it's only through our redemption in Yeshua that allows the mind renewing process to take place that I can overcome the wretched man and the wretched woman. Only because of him can I what? Overcome, right? And so the next verse says what? Oh, so 25. I thank Yahweh through Yeshua Mashiach once again. So then with the mind, say with the mind. What are we saying here? It is in the mind. The struggle is what? In the mind. The battlefield is the mind. So therefore, I gotta what? Always be examining what? My thought. What does my thought life look like? And you have the power to feed your thought life. If you're looking at an inappropriate stuff, what's gonna happen with your thought life? Your thought life is gonna be inappropriate, right? And the only way that I can fight sin or the thoughts of sin is with the what? With the word. I gotta what? I gotta pray. Cast down. I gotta continually. This is a process. Every day, I'm telling y'all, I can't start my day without some word, dude. I cannot start my day without some word and some prayer. Because if I don't get the word and prayer, And I got to do it during the course of the day. Y'all just want to plop down on one night a week and you're done. You can't do it. You got to be constantly. When I'm driving in my car, I'm praying. When I'm sitting on my desk, I'm praying. When I'm walking through the mall, I'm praying. When I sit down in the restaurant, I'm praying. When I'm cooking food at home or eating food at home, I'm praying. You got to what? You're constantly, I'm always bringing up the word, right? Because when I meditate on the word, it takes me to a place of peace. I'm telling y'all, you know, the stuff that comes at you during the course of the day, I would be knocked down. I would be knocked out. Has it not been for the word of Yahweh that I can always feed on? I can meditate on it, right? So go here. Give you an example. Psalms. And if you're a Hebrew scholar, Tehillim. Tehillim is the Hebrew word for Psalms. 94th. Go to the 94th chapter. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you just an example of how that word can helps you, motivates you, counteracts some of the stuff that we're confronted with during the course of the day. I allow myself to meditate on these things. Psalms, Tehillim, the 94th chapter, 17th verse. You got it? Say, I got it. And it says what? Unless Yahweh had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. 18. When I said, my foot slippeth, because guess what? Every day, your foot is what? Slip. It's trying to slip. We're trying to walk this straight and narrow, and what happened? Tell your neighbor, don't get caught slipping. Because sometimes we, what? We slip. But when I said, my foot slippeth, what happened? Thy mercy, oh Yahweh, held me up. I'm telling you, I was about to slip and I was about to fall. And what happens in those commercials when they say, I've fallen and I can't get up? But before I even what? Fell, what happened? He what? Held. He scooped me up. He lifted me up. He caused me not to take a stumble. And I thank him every day, because when I'm slipping, he's lifting. That's what's happening. But I need something to remind me that he is lifting when I'm slipping, right? Because I got to reach for something higher than what? Myself. And he comes in. Oh, Yahweh. And when I said my foot slipped, it's thy mercy. Oh, Yahweh. Some of y'all, you've had some situations that almost knocked you down. And your mind, you could have lost your mind. But through the mercy and the grace of Yahweh, he held you up. Right? If I'm confronted with something, the word, hallelujah, gives me something to what? Hold on to. Had it not been for the word in my life, I don't know where I would have been in different situations. But I thank Yah for his word. So it says right here in the 19th verse, in the multitude of my thought. Whoa, what are we talking about? Because there was a lot of ways that I could have been thinking. My mind and those thoughts could have taken me some places that I didn't really want to go. But if I, it says what here? In the multitude of my thoughts, within me, thy comforts delight my. Because there was a lot of, your thoughts can take you on a trip. They can take you on a ride, right? I mean, you say, well, what if this, and what if this, and what if this happens, and oh my God, if this happens, and this has happened, and, blah, blah, blah. And before you know it, I might as well just die right now. Because that's what your mind wants to tell you. Your mind is saying, listen, you got all this, you can't do it, you're failing, you're not going to be able to do it, you're not strong enough, you're not worthy, you might as well just put yourself out of your misery right now. And what do? You start entertaining suicide and different crazy thoughts. Well, drive off the cliff. He said stuff like that. Driving and running to the back of this car. All kinds of crazy stuff. But by the mercies of Yahweh, hallelujah, he silenced all that. Right? So it says, been the multitudes of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Comforts. Here's what? Peace. What? I don't know about y'all, but I always need my soul delighted. I always need to know what he does and how he can bring me out. And no matter what happens, I know that I could depend on him, because he said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. I don't have to worry about if I'm going to be strong enough, because he says it's not by power and it's not by might, but it's my spirit, saith Yahweh. Hallelujah. His joy strengthens me. So how are you going to have any hope if you don't put some word in there? Because every crazy thought that comes up, you got to cast that down with the word. Everyone. But if you ain't got no word, check this out. If you ain't got no word in you, you ain't going to be able to cast nothing down. More word, more power. Little word, little power. No word, no power. Nothing. I don't know about you, but I want more word, more power. I want more word, more power. Hallelujah. And I will take you to Colossians really quickly, the third chapter. Hallelujah. I want to leave you with this word. Let this resonate in your spirit during the course of the week. That's why I'm so thankful for Sundays, because we got to keep this word. It sets the tone. It sets the anchor for our week. Amen? Because somebody needs the victory. Somebody needs to meditate on this. Somebody needs to bring up Telehim Psalms 94 sometime this week. Amen. Unless he had been your help, you would have been in silence. Hallelujah. Colossians, the third chapter. First verse, you got it? If ye then be risen with Mashiach, seek those things which are above, which Mashiach sitteth on the right hand of Yahweh. Set your affection. And when you look at the meaning of affection, affection means your thoughts. Set your thoughts on things above, not on things what? So what? He's not going to force you to think about things above. I have to do something. And that means I've got to what? How do I set my thought? I have to choose that I want to think on his things. So I have to set it. Tell yourself, I have to set it. I have to set my thoughts on things above and not on things on the earth. Third verse. For ye are what? Dead. And your life is hid with Mashiach. So when it says, for you are dead, say that's my old life. When you, for ye are dead, that was your old life. But and your life, the new life, say that's my new life. So we're talking about my old life and now what? My new life. So let's say that. For ye are dead, my old life, and my new life is hid with what? Mashiach in Yahweh. That means that my new life is what? In him. Without my life being in him, I'm dead. But thank Yahweh that through Yeshua, I'm alive because I'm what? In him. Tell yourself, I'm alive in him. And the fourth verse says, when Mashiach, who is our life, shall appear, then shall he also appear with him, what? In glory. So the fifth verse says what? So do this, mortify. And what does mortify mean? It means kill, act like it's dead, destroy it. Mortify what? Your members, which are what? Upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil covetousness, and which is idolatry, and all of those things. But we are what? In a new life. Say, my life is new through him. Say, my life is new through him. And through him, I have my victory. I have my deliverance. I have my joy. And I have my shalom. And I am not letting anything take that away from me. In Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you, Father Yahweh, for the victory that we have in you. We thank you and praise you, Father, for new life that is in you.
old life has passed away. Behold, all things have what? Become new. So we thank you for that. We ask right now, Father Yahweh, that you continue to move us to walk in this way of living, this way of thinking, that this is a new walk. This is a lifestyle that we walk in continually. Death has no more power over us, but we have new life and power through Yeshua Mashiach. So we thank you for that. Continue to minister your word to us, to our lives, that we will continue to walk in your victory. We give you glory in Yeshua's mighty name, we pray. Amen. Really quickly, keep your head bowed. I would be remiss if I did not give an opportunity to those who say, listen, you're talking about new life, I want new life. You're talking about transformation, I want transformation. You're talking about peace, I want peace. You're talking about joy, I want joy. I've had destructive thoughts, but I don't want to walk in that. I don't want to make decisions based on that. I want this new life that you're speaking of. If you want that new life today, it is available for you. And we find out through all things